This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, back again. We've got a great guest right now. We've got Eric Trump with us, son of the president, very successful businessman in his own right. Great guy. Love the whole Trump family. That's who I started out right away knowing I liked Donald Trump, because he raised such great kids, all successful in their own right. Just, your dad did a great job with you, Eric. I've been so impressed by all of you.
Thanks, Wayne. I appreciate it. He was, I mean this sincerely, he was the greatest father in the world. He's, he was tough, but kind. He had a heart of gold, but, you know, he made us work very, very hard, and, the guy's the best. I mean, I love him to death. I know him probably better than any person in the world. He's absolutely incredible person, and, the job that he's done with this country is second to none. I mean, it's absolutely second to none. We're winning again. We hadn't won in a very, very long time. We are winning again, and, I couldn't be more proud of him.
We're not just winning. We're winning big. We're winning everything. We're winning major victories. He's changing this whole country back to the great country I believe in, that values police and military and small business and the middle class and the American Constitution and Judeo-Christian values. He's making America great again, and he's doing what Obama promised to do, fundamentally change America. We're fundamentally returning America to its great roots. That's what I think is happening.
Yeah, there's no question, right? I mean, we have the economy, we have the fastest growing GDP we've ever seen, 4.2% GDP growth, the lowest unemployment we've ever seen, the lowest African-American unemployment, the lowest Hispanic unemployment, the lowest female unemployment. We have 3% wage growth. We have the largest tax cuts in the history of our nation. You know, 401ks are through the roof. The stock markets are through the roof. I mean, it's awesome. I mean, manufacturing is coming back to this country. Consumer confidence is the highest it's ever been, and that's before you talk about the fact that ISIS is all but gone, right? I mean, he took the handcuffs off the military and let these guys go kill these people who want to otherwise hurt us. We're rebuilding our military, the greatest fighter planes, the greatest warships. You know, you see what he's doing that's never talked about with prison reform and the opioid crisis. You see the new Supreme Court justices, two unbelievable people. You know, and all the Democrats want to do, they want to resist, they want to obstruct. You know, they're running on, let's double your taxes. Let's double everybody's taxes in this country, right?
I mean, and let's impeach Trump and impeach Kavanaugh, even though neither one of them has done anything wrong. I mean, it's insanity.
It's incredible, right? So you take small businesses, right? They make up the financial engine of this country. Small businesses, you take their tax rate from, what, 39% down to 21%? Right, and all of a sudden, our economy goes wild.
Berserk.
Right, and what do the Democrats want to do? Well, we want to double taxes on everything. I mean, the Democrats, if they ever got their way, they would put this country into a recession, the likes of which
Obama. They did. It was eight miserable years. It killed me. And now my businesses are all doing great. My life's great. Donald Trump made Wayne Root great again. He made all of us great again. He made every small businessman I know great again. Small business woman I know great again. Let me add one in that you didn't even mention. Israel. Your dad is the greatest president for Israel in the history of the United States of America. Now, I happen to be Jewish. A lot of people don't know that. I am a Jew. I'm a Jewish conservative Republican. And I said, I predicted from day one, I wrote the column at Fox News, the days after your dad was elected, I wrote the column, we've just elected our first Jewish president. And people laughed, and I said, no, you don't get it. I'm not saying Donald Trump's Jewish. What I'm saying is, just like people claimed that Bill Clinton was the first black president because he did so much for black people, and he was so friendly to black people, and he loved black people, I believe that Donald Trump will be the greatest president for Israel and the Jewish people in the history of America. And you know what, Eric? He did it.
Sure. And by the way, we had disrespected the country for so long. You saw what past leaders did. You know, I mean, you know, they are our greatest. They are one of our greatest allies in the world. They may be our greatest ally in the world. I mean, they're holding down, you know, the fort in a region that has real problems. I mean, and they're doing it by themselves as a small country. We should be so blessed to have the relationship that we do with them. And it's amazing what's happened in the past. But listen, we're winning on everything. I mean, we are winning on everything, Wayne. Look at trade right now. Look at renegotiating NAFTA. Look at the new deals with Canada and Mexico, which means that, you know, much more, you know, much greater percentages of cars are going to be made in the U.S. and all these things, right? And, you know, that these countries will import more of our products. And I could go on and on and on.
You know who believed all this was true, Eric? Who believed all this would be possible? You, Donald Jr., Ivanka, your father, the President of the United States, and Wayne Allyn. I mean, I kept telling everybody that trade is a nightmare for the middle class. Just relax and be patient. He's going to win big.
And Wayne, 64 million other Americans who saw their jobs disappear. You wouldn't believe how many states that, you know, I lived in 13 swing states for about 18 months going around talking about, you know, exactly what we're talking about right now. I drive through these small little towns. They had the most beautiful factories you'd ever seen, right? The only problem is there was a chain link fence around them. There was no cars in the
empty
parking lot.
Yeah.
And the windows were boarded up. Wayne, we lost 70,000 factories. 70,000. I wouldn't have guessed that there were 70,000 factories in the United States. We lost 70,000 factories between 2001 and 2016, meaning post-Bill Clinton signing NAFTA, we lost 70,000 factories. You know where they went? They went 1 mile south of the southern border. They went to China. They went to, you know, they went all over the world. Everybody took our wealth. They took our employees. We didn't make anything anymore. We couldn't be competitive. And despite that, our politicians, right, these geniuses that we have out there, they were over-regulating everything. I mean, they would overtax a company so they couldn't afford to be in the U.S., and they would over-regulate them so they couldn't actually function in the U.S.
We're with Eric Trump. The event is in Elko. It's this Saturday. Only President Trump would think of going to a small rural town like Elko, Nevada. What a great, great moment. It's got to be the greatest moment in the history of Elko. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, listen, it's going to be an amazing event. We love the state. I've spent so much time there personally. I built our building in Las Vegas. I spent a long time building that building. My father spent more time out there than anybody. And it's a state that we love. It's a state that we know. We have so many friends out there. And, you know, it's a state that I think we can win. And by the way, it's one of the most important states in the country in terms of what's coming up, the midterms. I mean,
Yes. People
have to get out and vote, Wayne. And I say it all the time. You wouldn't believe how many people come up to me. You know what, my guy's Trump. He's not on the ticket. I'm not going to go out and vote because I'm not voting for anybody. I go, please don't say that. You don't realize by not getting out there, by not getting to the polls, you're actually voting against him. You're voting against this country by not getting out there, not getting to the polls. You have to vote. It is so critical. It's so critical to the House. You have to go out there, vote Republican, vote for Dean, vote. Just get out there. You have to get out there and vote.
Vote for Dean Heller. Vote for, don't forget, Danny Tarkanian, great friend of the president, stood by him when no one else did. And
all the other Republicans
dropped out. I freaked out. I screamed at them all. I said on the air, these people are all going out to defeat, but you got to support Danny. Danny stuck with the president, and that's why Danny's my dear friend. So Dean Heller, Danny Tarkanian, make sure you vote for Adam Laxalt for governor of the state. Very important key state. I believe we're headed for a red storm and a great midterm. We're going to pick up 3 to 5 U.S. Senate seats. We'll hold our own in the House. We'll keep the House, and we will have a red control for Donald Trump to be the president we all know he could be to finish up this term and then win re-election by a landslide. Those are my predictions. Eric, I think we're in great shape. What about you?
Yeah, listen, I think, assuming people get out to the polls, I think I think you're right. I think we're going to do incredibly, incredibly well. People have to get out there and vote.
And as much as I love your
father,
no matter
what you're doing, I don't care if it's raining, I don't care if it's snow. It's not snow out there, but I don't care what it's doing. You have to get out there. You have to
get the dogs and put them on the sled. But I just want to say one last thing. As great as your dad is, and I think he's one of the great human beings ever, one of the most incredible, maybe the greatest president by the time he's done, would be my prediction. There is one other guy that's been the key to this midterm, and it's Brett Kavanaugh. That guy has led to such an amazing resurgence of energy and intensity and enthusiasm among Republican voters that you got to give a big credit. Donald Trump gets the gold, but the assist goes to Brett Kavanaugh. That guy hung in there, and his performance in that hearing in front of that joke, United States Senate Judiciary Committee really inspired Republicans like me. Great job, Brett Kavanaugh, and thank you, Donald Trump, for sticking with him. Your dad stuck with him when no one else would have.
he's got a tremendous backbone. He has more backbone than anybody in the world, and quite frankly, it's exactly what we need. The Senate is what we need. The House, the reason Republicans won is they had backbone, and you rarely see that with so many politicians who are fickle and will give up on people, and they fought for what was right, and they ended up winning. And I think it'll be, you know, honestly, when I think it'll be a defining moment in the history of this country in so many ways, because it wasn't just about one person. It wasn't about one guy. You know, there were so many fundamental principles of our nation that got decided that day.
It's one of the great ironies
on that vote, and you know, I think I think it will really go down as one of the defining days of certainly his presidency and maybe of this nation.
I agree. It's just the irony of all of this is it took a billionaire New York businessman to understand and fight for middle-class and working-class people in this country. And that same guy stuck with Brett Kavanaugh and inspired him to become like a boxer or a ultimate fighter champion on the floor of the United States Senate. He turned Brett Kavanaugh into like a McGregor, a Conor McGregor. It was really quite amazing.
And I hope it inspires. I hope it inspires every single 7-year-old and 10-year-old and 12-year-old out there. I hope they're inspired in in politics. And I hope politicians become a thing of the past. And you have good people, hardworking people, common sense people, people who love our country, who are willing to fight, who don't go to Washington because they want to sit in these beautiful marble halls
forever.
Building
forever.
You know, he's done something that no one else has done. He went in there as a businessman and he won, and he's changed this country forever in the greatest possible ways, and I hope that inspires future generations, my generation and younger, to go in, make a difference, go out and fight for the things that you care about, and we'll be a much better place if you have more people like him.
Yep, he brought back a name that I think is important: citizen politician. See, politician isn't a bad word. If you're a citizen politician and you're there for one or two terms and then you leave and go back to business, you're not there for life. We need term limits. We need guys and gals who understand business. Hey, Eric, I know you got to run. I got to run. Great having you on. Eric Trump, just part of that magnificent Trump family. And I could say good friends of Nevada and good friends of the city of Las Vegas and good friends of this show, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, and War, Wayne Allyn Root. Eric, great to have you on, man.
We will see you soon, Wayne. Thanks for the friendship.
You got it. God bless. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon. And there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allen Root. And this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver. And you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains 5 different silver coins from major mints around the world. Order today and will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio has previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. Don't get left behind in the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late.
War now!
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, middle class warrior, conservative warrior, Trump warrior, always. U.S. Gold Bureau is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. U.S. Gold Bureau, owned by the same company that operates the Texas Bullion Depository, so if the state of Texas chose them and trust them so much, believe they have such integrity and credibility they could operate the Fort Knox of Texas, then you know you could trust U.S. Gold Bureau. Besides, all you have to do is tell Wayne Root. If you're ever dissatisfied in any way, shape, or form, just let me know. All the buddies, all the guys who run U.S. Gold Bureau are friends of mine now, and believe me, anything I say goes. U.S. Gold Bureau has helped hundreds of thousands of investors each year to learn about, buy, and sell precious metals, and now I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to create the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. The set includes 100 American Silver Eagle coins in uncirculated condition, fresh from the U.S. Mint. All coins are investment quality. You get the coins at actual dealer cost. They'll show you their invoice, their receipt, which includes free shipping and 100% free delivery insurance. Order today and get a free official U.S. Mint storage box with your order. This box will hold 500 coins to store your whole collection. Call U.S. Gold Bureau at 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653, or go online at usgoldbureau.com/roots. We love taking your calls on this show. The call-in number is 833-WAR-TALK. You know, we take them throughout the show whenever they come, but we love to take them in that third hour on Newsmax TV, 833-WAR-TALK. Numerically, 833-927-8255. Website's rootforamerica.com. You can reach me on email, wayneroot@gmail.com. Wayneroot@gmail.com. And you can reach me at Twitter. Read all my tweets, at Real Wayne Root, at Real, R-E-A-L, Wayne Root. I want you to understand how bad the Democratic Party is. I don't think most of you understand how bad the Democratic Party is. Keith Ellison's right-hand man, the communications director for the DFL, Minnesota's Democratic Party, was suspended for a week and apologized. As he calls for Democrats to guillotine Republicans the day after the election. Was that just an expression? You actually really believe that's all he meant? Or was he calling for the murder of Republicans the day after the election? The guy's name is William Davis. He's Keith Ellison's attack dog. One of his prized attack dogs. And it reminds you of similar rhetoric from Keith Ellison in the past. Ellison supports cop killers, supports the Antifa movement, supports open borders, supports mob rule. Unfit to be Attorney General of Minnesota. But more importantly, he's the number two man, or tied for number one, actually. He's the co-chair of the DNC. This is the Democratic National Committee. He's a United States congressman. So he's one of the most important Democrats in the United States, and his number one spokesman said the day after the election, we have to guillotine Republicans. What do you mean by that? William Davis, what do you mean? All right, on a lighter note, the Me Too movement, you've heard of the Me Too movement, about Elizabeth Warren. Napoleon said, when your enemy is making a mistake, why interrupt them? Elizabeth Warren's national political career is over. That's what I just wrote about for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and you'll hear my commentary in the next hour. And malignant narcissist said she's trying to score rhetorical points against Donald Trump, thinking if she can get in a good one, she'll stop being a laughingstock. She's accumulating nicknames now at a rate that is faster than people are leaving the Democratic Party. People are calling her Pocahontas, Liawatha, Last of the Fahikans, Fraudazuma, and Fakawea. After being thoroughly rebuked by the Cherokee Nation for using her DNA results, which, by the way, make her more Aryan than Cherokee, for cheap political purposes, Warren continues to debase herself, stridently rallying her supporters to force Trump to pay up on his bet with her that she is significantly Native American. She's one out of 1,024th Native American. She went from possibly being of Cherokee origin to being the founding member of the... I'm not going to say it. I can't say what this says. But seriously, someone needs to pound some common sense into her. My dad used to say, this guy writes, it's better to be thought an idiot than to open your mouth and remove all doubt. And it's too bad Lizzie's dad didn't teach her that. But what's awe-inspiring about the beginning of the Me Too movement is how unbelievably tone-deaf Warren is to how things work in politics now. She's been protected by the lying media for so long that made her sloppy. She thought she'd be able to run with her DNA results and have the media make Trump respond to her, and she could remain relevant. And what she did was commit the biggest political disaster since Rudy Giuliani attacked Ron Paul on 9/11 in 2008, sparking a political rebellion, which is reaching its zenith today and ended Giuliani's political career. Just reading this article, just kind of interesting. She really thought she'd get away with it. Trump responded today, by the way, the right way. Trump's tweet said, I'm going to pay her. You know, she wants $1 million. I said, I offered her $1 million. If she was really a Cherokee, so I'll give her one out of 1,024th percent of $1 million, which is about $987. That's what I'll donate to charity. I mean, she's a joke. She's a laughingstock. Her career is over.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
War now.
USA Radio News.
Today, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was in Saudi Arabia meeting with the King and Prince to discuss the disappearance of a Washington Post journalist at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. Both the King and Prince have denied any knowledge of the disappearance, but President Trump told Fox Business if it ends up that they did know something, it's not good.
Depends whether or not the king or the crown prince knew about it. If they knew about it, that would be bad.
Meanwhile, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is no fan of the Saudi prince.
This guy is a wrecking ball. He had this guy murdered in a consulate in Turkey, and to expect me to ignore it, I feel used and abused.
The death toll from Hurricane Michael continues to rise as 32 people are now confirmed dead. There still are people that are missing, and missing persons reports have been filed for them. Nearly 137,000 Florida customers remain without power in the Panhandle region. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
See, I always tell the truth. I happen to like Dennis Hoff. I thought he was an interesting guy. I thought he was a quintessential American entrepreneur, an American strange character, and a bigger-than-life personality. But somebody wrote me, and they said, you know, how did he go? You know, how do you think he died? And I said, how do I think he died? I think he was in an orgy with his prostitute. That's how he... And sure enough, what's at the UK Daily Mail? He was celebrating his birthday with porn star Ron Jeremy, Heidi Fleiss, the madame, who was his live-in lover, I guess, since 2009. I never even knew that. And several of the girls at his brothel. And then when they went in hours later, he was asleep, and they tried to wake him up, and he never woke up again. So I just tell the truth. Sure enough, I was right. That's how he went. I said the guy went out on top. He literally went out on top. My Doctor Suggests is the sponsor of this segment of the show. All of you who've listened to the show for 2.5 years know that I sometimes struggle a little bit. My voice gets hoarse. I was born with a pretty hoarse voice, and I use it for talking so many thousands of hours a year, literally 720 hours a year on the air just with my show, 3 hours a day. That doesn't include all the interviews I do and all the business meetings I take. I mean, every show, usually 4 out of the 5 days a week when I'm done here, I go to a business dinner. 4 out of 5 days a week, I'm in a business dinner after talking 3 hours, and the 3-hour show is after talking business the whole day before that. So you've got to do something to protect your voice. My throat is now a workhorse because of my Doctor Suggests colloidal silver lozenges. I love the cherry ones, by the way. Second place are the honey ones. Third place are the apple ones. But there are all kinds of flavors, and I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver destroys bacteria, virus, and yeast. It's nothing like the stuff you find, you know, at CVS or at any of the drugstores, Walgreens, or in any vitamin store. Nobody's got anything like my Doctor Suggests colloidal silver, because it just soothes your throat. You suck on a lozenge, and the silver slowly and consistently destroys the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. I'm living proof. My Doctor Suggests, the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, magical lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. 866-660-9868. That's toll free. Anywhere in the United States, 866-668-9868. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, and you will get 10% off your first order. And believe me, you will be hooked for the rest of your life. I am. I've been using it for 2.5 years, and I never missed 1 minute on the air because my voice was hoarse. Not to say it didn't get hoarse a few times, but I never missed a minute on the air. All right, our guest is here, James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise in the entertainment industry. His website, jamesherson.com. He's here every Tuesday, and we always enjoy hearing his insights about Hollywood. James Herson, welcome to the show.
Hey, Wayne, how are you?
I'm doing great. So I understand the executives at ABC are very scared at this point and very guilty, and they think firing Roseanne was a big mistake. And the Conners premieres tonight on ABC without her. And a lot of people, including those ABC anonymous executives, are predicting doom and gloom that they're going to really bomb without her. Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, that's what they're predicting. And I think it may be that the curiosity factor might carry, you know, the debut for part of it. But I think in the long run, the Conners is going to be in the ash heap of television. And it's just, but what's amazing is that these two, they're called senior executives, that they went and talked to reporters at the British Daily Mail. And they called out by name two of the top executives at Disney, Ben Sherwood, who is a co-chairman and president of Disney ABC Television, and Channing Dungey, who's the president of the ABC Entertainment Group. Channing Dungey is an African-American woman. These are both left-wing people. And the senior executive said it wasn't thought through properly. And one of the things that one of the executives brought up is they didn't even consider an investigation looking into it the way they did with Les Moonves. They didn't even consider a suspension, a hiatus, where that would give Roseanne the opportunity to go out on the media and explain herself. And they didn't do any of those things. And, you know, when we look back at it, when we consider the incredible racist pejoratives launched on CNN and MSNBC and in print against Kanye West, Don Lemon calling it a Kanye West visit to the White House a minstrel show, and Don Lemon not being suspended, Roseanne looks positively tame. And I think, you know, the ABC has really made some horrible decisions, as we know. I mean, we've talked on your show about Last Man Standing and the fact that it was a great show for six seasons, and it appears that the only reason ABC let it go is because they didn't like the content. They didn't like the fact that the character and the star were Trump supporters, and the same thing with Roseanne. And what has happened? Fox picked up Last Man Standing, and it had bigger ratings than it ever did at ABC. It's had them for three straight weeks. It looks like a juggernaut, and ABC is absolutely on Friday night in the toilet. They have a half a point rating. They're doing worse than CNN and MSNBC. And they have three shows that no one's ever heard of. And I think they're going to, you know, they have firer's remorse with Roseanne. I mean, they're going to feel it because the Conners, have you noticed the incredible amount of advertising that show has had? It's had advertising. It seems like every cable channel, they spent a fortune on Fox News. There were tons of Conners ads on Fox News.
How stupid is that, right?
Yeah, I know, it's ridiculous. And, you know, on the social media, I had reactions to my piece, particularly on Facebook, and scores of people essentially said, I will never watch that show. And I was offended by the treatment of Roseanne. And this is the thing that the marketing department at ABC and the publicity department heard, and they gave that feedback to the executives, but still, you know, no one's going to go back and talk to Roseanne or deal with her because they live in that anti-Trump, Trump hatred bubble. These executives do not see the world correctly, and that's why, that's why we see all the award shows shrinking and generally Hollywood's influence shrinking away.
You know, it's funny. I'm looking at a news headline at Breitbart right now. Elizabeth Warren was celebrated as the first woman of color at Harvard Law School. Can you imagine the nerve of this woman? How come Harvard? I know Harvard's liberal. I get that. But don't you think at this point they should be embarrassed enough that they could sue her and try and claw back all the money they paid her? Because they only hired her because she was a woman of color, and she was their first American, you know, Native American hire. And she's as white as you and me, whiter than you or me. She's not even close to Native American. And the new DNA results are a total, complete embarrassment, are they not?
It totally backfired on her. And as a matter of fact, the entire left infrastructure is embarrassed. I think Elizabeth Warren has basically self-destructed. She wanted to clear the way for 2020, and what she's done is give ammunition to every other Democrat, and you've never seen anything like when we talk about vicious, Democrat parties are where viciousness reaches a new level. Can you imagine what Kamala Harris's people are going to do with this? When they have ads against Elizabeth Warren, it's going to be unbelievable. But my favorite news headline right now is Lindsey Graham, who is morphing into Donald Trump, has announced that he's going to take a DNA test to find out if he's more of a Native American than Elizabeth Warren. And he will be more. because the average American has more Native American DNA than what Elizabeth Warren's quack found. This guy didn't even use Native American DNA samples. And the reason he didn't is because he probably couldn't get any results with her. I mean, and so he used samples from South America and Mexico, which is ridiculous. So that test is about as good as Christine Blasey Ford's polygraph. You know, it's another one of these sweetheart tests. And you're absolutely right. I mean, to me, Elizabeth Warren, I bet, thought that when she came out with this DNA test, that she would be able to use it on Trump because he had made that challenge to her and said he would pay $1 million to her favorite charity if she took a DNA test. And she thought she would be able to use that. And, of course, so did the media think that. But in the end, what she's done is her hatred for Trump and her, lack of savvy because she's so deranged, she's destroyed herself, in my opinion.
Yes, no, in your opinion and my opinion, no question about it. It's an absolute travesty. And by the way, this just came across the newswire. I'm not sure if you knew about it. It really is instantaneous, but it's here now. Headline news, HLN, CNN's headline news, fires big name hosts, cuts three live shows, and drastic overhaul of the CNN sister network. They fired Carol Costello, who does Across America with Carol Costello. They fired Crime and Justice with Ashley Banfield. And they fired Mikella. I don't even know who Mikella is. But all of them are now fired. I don't know if that surprised you. I assume HLN is doing ratings of zero.
I don't think anybody watches HLN, and they kept the SE Cup, which, you know, that's a kind of waste of space as well.
You realize if they just put conservatives on HLN, suddenly overnight it would probably compete with Fox News. They're just so dumb that they just won't do it. It's just amazing. We'll be right back. You hear the music, so we've got to take a quick break. So let's take that break right now and listen to the wonderful sponsors of my show who signed the front of the check so you get to listen for free. James Hurston will be right back with us, New York Times bestselling author. His website, jameshurston.com. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. War Now. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now for a no-cost MRI review and to learn more. It's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain. What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
844-972-BACK, 844-972-BACK, 844-972-BACK. That's 844-972-BACK.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
War now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, the sponsor of the segment of the show is Liberty HealthShare, and I joined Liberty HealthShare. I put my kids on Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna, and I walked away from them, and I am not the slightest bit upset. I'm thrilled. I joined Liberty HealthShare just about 2 years ago, and it's been two great years where I saved $36,000, $18,000 a year over the last 2 years. Could you use an extra $36,000 if you could? Do it today. Join. Follow me. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. I put my family on it. That tells you how much I believe in Liberty HealthShare, and they have not let me down. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or online at libertyhealthshare.org. Thank you for sponsoring the show, Liberty HealthShare. So we're still on right now with the great James Herson. James, how are you, man?
Yes, I'm doing great.
A couple of stories I wanted to get to that are not on your list because they're brand new, hot off the presses. I did not realize Sonny Bono's ex-wife, who was a Republican congresswoman, Mary Bono, had been named interim president of USA Gymnastics, basically the United States Olympic gymnastic team, which is a huge multi-million dollar business, and which underwent so much scandal with that doctor who was sexually abusing the little gymnasts. And she was named the interim president, and she was forced to resign after 4 days. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
And do you know why she was forced to resign after 4 days?
Why?
Because she was at some sort of a golf tournament celebrating Navy SEAL families who lost their Navy SEAL husband and father, died in action. And she did a video at the golf thing and tweeted it out. And it showed her reaching into her golf bag and pulling out her shoes, and they had Nike on it. And she goes, oh, gosh, I didn't know that I had Nikes. And she crossed them out with a magic marker. And that's what made them fire her. Can you imagine?
It's absolutely...
This is America today, these liberals. And by the way, I felt so bad for these little gymnasts that were abused, sexually raped, abused, assaulted. Two of the very ones who were abused and assaulted put out tweets and said, yuck, this is our new president. She's insulting Nike. We don't need sponsors.
You know, I mean, what an irony, because Mary Bono always was a very moderate Republican.
Yes.
She was the kind of Republican that the media would like, that the left wing would like. But they're so deranged now, their litmus test is so narrow,
right,
that if anybody departs in any way from their litany of beliefs that you must believe, then they're rejected. It is
playing in a charity golf tournament for our nation's special forces operators and their families. And she tweeted, unfortunately, had these shoes in my bag. Luckily, I had a marker in my bag, too. And the tweet was posted alongside a photo of someone coloring over the Nike logo on a pair of shoes. That got her fired for tweeting her First Amendment rights. This country's lost its mind. We're like the brown shirts, man. It's like the Nazis. You speak now or liberals try and destroy your life. I've never heard of anything like this. It's crazy.
Well, yeah, I mean, and especially when we're talking about California, everything is at a higher level. You recall that the left wanted to boycott a very popular chain in California and Western United States, In-N-Out.
Yeah.
Simply
that didn't work, though.
No, it actually backfired on them. But the reason they wanted to boycott is because In-N-Out had a group that had donated not a very large amount of money, by the way. It was something like $40,000. To Republicans, and just by donating to Republicans, they wanted to launch this boycott. And they just, it's case after case where they've done this. You know, there was a Mozilla executive who was fired because he took the wrong position on an initiative, a statewide initiative. Everyone has to agree with the left-wing view of the world or else they're persecuted. And it's spreading, yeah, it's spreading throughout the U.S. because this is a group of people now who condone the harassment of people that they don't agree with politically to the point where they're not allowed to go out to a restaurant and eat. They get harassed and driven out of the restaurant, like Maxine Waters urges people to do, Hillary Clinton urges people to do. Now, Tim Kaine is the former running mate of Hillary, is out there saying that Democrats must fight in the streets. They're using this rhetoric intentionally. It is very dangerous. It's irresponsible. But the only reason they're doing it is they're panicking about the midterms. They're panicking about stirring up their base. And it's the same thought process that we're seeing. But you're absolutely right. This stuff is dangerous on a number of levels. If this were a government agency that did this to Mary Bono, it would be a flagrant violation of the First Amendment.
And by the way, I see this topic you wanted to discuss. I just want to get to it real quick because we're going to run out of time. Tucker Carlson says he can't even go out to eat anymore because he gets yelled at. He feels threatened. Someone screaming F you at you just wrecked your meal. I guess because he lives in New York City, right? Fox News is in Manhattan. But, I mean, I live in Las Vegas, and nobody ever says a word to me. I eat out at all the best restaurants in Vegas, and people high-five me and give me handshakes and tell me they love me. Tucker Carlson feels like he can't eat out anymore because he's so screamed at and yelled at, and they're trying to ruin his dinners. I had no idea. No idea at all.
Yeah, that's amazing. And Tucker only has one restaurant he can eat at, he says. And probably up to A somewhere.
You got to move to Vegas, man. You got to join Wayne in Vegas. Nobody bothers you. Because you know why? We have hotel security, man. I'd have them removed from the hotel. You can't do that here. They'll have 20 hotel cops come and remove you, and it won't be pretty. They could break your arm by mistake on the way out. You know what I mean? Wayne Allyn Root, Warren Howe. Thank you for our great James Harrison.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.